Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. President Donald Trump's aggressive foreign policy rhetoric is unsettling indigenous people in Greenland and elsewhere. Some of those in the path of Trump's expansionist ambitions express concerns based on the federal government's relationship with its own indigenous citizens. Tilly Martinussen is a former member of Greenland's parliament. Like the vast majority of Greenland's population, she is Inuit. She says she has lost all trust in the official words coming from United States political leaders. She says there is no culture that would willingly give in to the proposition that Trump presents.
It doesn't resonate at all, because every time Mr. Trump is opening his mouth, he seems to be lying. We all know how he feels about anyone else than rich, Christian, and white people. And he doesn't value like you and me or anyone else. And lastly, I would have to say, let me put it like this, and I know that everyone who is Indigenous at least will understand. Would you be able to buy your language? Would you be able to buy your culture? What price would that be? The price is way too high, no matter what it is, right? Would you be cast into poverty? Would you have your land robbed? I know that you have that in your history, a lot of you over there in the States. I mean, if you could do that all over again, of course not. It's not for sale in any way, shape, or form.
Martinussen says she's heartened by support from Denmark and other European nations that slowed Trump's initial push for the sovereign territory. But she considers Trump's threat to take control of Greenland seriously. Dr. Sarah Ulfvig is the chair of the Inuit Circumpolar Council. She is also Inuit and says Trump's threat is an affront to Indigenous people everywhere, especially the Inuit people of Canada, Russia, and even the United States, who share kinship with Inuit in Greenland.
We predate the concepts of states, and therefore there's simply no such thing as a better colonizer. We have already been colonized once, and we do not want to be colonized again. And as I see it, very quickly, as Inuit here in Kalaallit Nunaat, Greenland, saw through the propaganda, saw through the attempts of using the pain and trauma of previous colonizations against us. So it's important for us to recognize that our leadership, Inuit leadership, within those realities and within those nation-state borders, have worked with heart, sweat, and tears to establish the self-government arrangements we have today. The approach of someone saying that you can buy or sell our land and our people, that of course gives connotation to how the world looked more than 100 years ago. And therefore, that also to us was very obviously something that symbolized a change in the way that you would consider your obligations to uphold and abide by international rules-based order.
Ulfvig says her organization is working to ensure various Inuit people are not pitted against each other and instead act in a unified way to push for a resolution to Greenland's crisis that respects human rights and international law. The Trump administration's stated wish to insert itself into other sovereign nations is not limited to Greenland. U.S. officials say Cuba, Colombia, and even Canada and Mexico are potential targets. Andrea Carmen is the executive director of the International Indian Treaty Council. She is Yaqui and says there was no American foreign policy strategy to acquire other countries until Trump took office, and it is clearly based on plundering the riches of other sovereign nations.
Well, the International Indian Treaty Council firmly reiterates the position that has been expressed by our brothers and sisters, Inuit peoples of Greenland, that no colonizer is a positive step forward, that they don't want to trade one colonizer for another. And colonization is one of the evils that has affected and impacted negatively Indigenous peoples around the world. We really feel like the main reason behind all of these threats is really for an economic push for these so-called critical minerals. It's for economic expansion. And all of these territories have been threatened by the United States. We as Indigenous peoples in this land, now called the United States, were the first victims of U.S. imperialism, and it hasn't really stopped in terms of trying to access our land for economic development, for mineral development. They want to upstart uranium mining again. This is continuing for all of us, and we have to stand in solidarity with each other.
Carmen says her organization echoes the message from the people of Greenland and elsewhere that Indigenous people have a right to decide their own future. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.